This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Tomorrow we shall return to tackle so many other things, whatever the big issues of the day are. And part three of the Rhodesian Bush War will continue tomorrow. Now, here's what we have on tap for this hour. Impeachment. It's coming. It's already here. I'll get to that in a moment. Some horrible things and maybe wonderful things about AI we can talk about. I'm way behind on emails. I owe those to you. The Red State GOP is completely useless. All that. We make fun of James Carville and so much more in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, the midterm elections next November, I don't have to tell you they're important. You know they're important. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. We do have to get ready for something, though, and I'm going to try not to get frustrated with the GOP here. I'm going to do the best I can. Remember that Democrats, they impeached Donald Trump twice. Donald Trump has been impeached twice. Why? Previously, that was so insanely rare. Why would you just do it? Well, there's something we have to get about Democrats now. We already talked. Bill Clinton's Democrat Party's gone. JFK's party is long gone. Democrats today, local, state, and federal, there are no guardrails. There are no limiting principles. And any, quote, moderate Democrat who even attempts to put those guardrails up gets completely steamrolled and destroyed. Meaning, there's no level of insanity or evil that Democrats won't accept and eventually promote. And if you are a Democrat who attempts to speak sanity, you know you'll be destroyed. So all of them, they just keep their mouths shut or they go along with it. Now, I was screaming about this when Democrats were impeaching Donald Trump twice. And then we took back the House of Representatives. If you were listening back then, you remember. We have to impeach Joe Biden. He has to be impeached. He does. And the reason I said that wasn't just because he'd done about 1,000 impeachable things. It was because I knew if Democrats ever took back the House of Representatives and there was a Republican president, didn't matter who it was, they would impeach him. They would impeach him all the time because there is nothing internally for them that can hold them back from all the evil crap they do. The only chance we have at holding them back is we have to do it. We have to whip the school kids back into line. Probably not the best way to put that. We have to whip the school kids back into line because otherwise they're never going to whip themselves. And it was a tremendous failure of the low-T GOP to not impeach Joe Biden because the lesson the communists learned from that was we can impeach their guy all day, every day. And when they take power back, they're too scared and weak to do it back to us. Therefore, the party that had no limiting principles before somehow has fewer of them today. Why would you ever stop if you're a Democrat? Allow me to introduce you to a member of Congress, Sri Tandahar. Gosh, what are we doing in this country?
Hello, this is Congressman Sri Tandahar. Today, I introduced articles to impeach Secretary Pete Hegseth for murder and conspiracy to murder and reckless and unlawful.
I know you have the stones, Dr. Jones.
Mishandling of classified information. Since day one, Secretary Hegseth.
Remember when that guy fell into the crocodiles? Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. Remember that? they were fighting on the bridge, and that it was the priest guy who reached his hand into someone's heart and tore his heart out. Tell me he doesn't sound just like this guy.
Has disgraced that once proud office that he holds, from issuing orders to kill everybody on board.
Jewish producer Chris makes a good point. He said he's more like one of the palace guys. And I want to take back what I said. I think he's a palace guy too. Definitely a palace guy, Chris. I should start this from the beginning. I'm going to refrain from making any jokes. By the way, if you actually look this guy up, Sri, how do you say this? Tandahar. If you look him up, as much of a ridiculous clown as you think he sounds like, he looks so much worse. Allow me to say this one more time before I play it. I've told guys this before. Just go bald, okay? Don't dye it. Guys, listen. Everyone knows. I've seen billionaires. Mark Cuban. You know how much money Mark Cuban has? Billions. He dyed his hair. It's so obvious, and it looks terrible. Some guys will dye it. Some guys will go for the comb-over thing. And then there are guys like Sri Indiana Jones. I think he went out and killed the biggest, fluffiest cat he could find and then skinned it and placed it on top of his head. It might be the worst toupee I've ever seen in my entire life. Anyway, back to Sri Indiana Jones.
Hello, this is Congressman Sri Thanedar. Today, I introduced articles to impeach Secretary Pete Hegseth for murder and conspiracy to murder and reckless and unlawful mishandling of classified information. Since day one, Secretary Hegseth has disgraced that once proud office that he holds, from issuing orders.
I love how he forgot the name of the office.
To kill everybody on board a small boat with no evidence of any wrongdoing, to launching a follow-up strike to finish off survivors who barely clinging onto their life.
What is it going to be like if Democrats hold the House of Representatives after the midterm election? It's going to be daily clown show after daily clown show after daily clown show, because the animals have no incentive now to not. They know the low T GOP will not act when they take power. They know it, and now it's emboldened them. Why do you think we have these losers like Spencer Cox? He's the governor of Utah.
Look, I disagree with Congresswoman Omar. I think she should be voted out of office, and I think I can do that without attacking her religion or her race or her ethnic background. I think that's really important. I know.
Oh my gosh. No wonder the communists have torn through this country with reckless abandon. No wonder they act so bold all the time. In case you're wondering what he's responding to, it's this from Trump.
I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little ching, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but she's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military, they have no nothing, they have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no police. They police themselves. They kill each other all the time. I love it. She comes to our country, and she's always complaining about, the Constitution allows me to do this. We ought to get her the hell out. She married her brother in order to get in, right? She married her brother.
In response to that, the Republican governor of Utah said this.
Look, I disagree with Congresswoman Omar. I think she should be voted out of office. And I think I can do that without attacking her religion or her race.
And this is why Sri Indiana Jones has already filed articles of impeachment. This is going to continue without end now. Democrats will impeach every Republican all the time because the low T GOP has proven time and time again they don't have the guts to do it back. Hey, Master Beaver Hunter, would you allow men from any foreign countries into your secret club? If so, which countries? For example, Australians would likely be a positive addition. I'm a no on the foreigners. Maybe Rhodesia. There are still some Rhodesians around. What, Chris? Some of them live here in America. If some Rhodesian men probably would be welcome. Other than that, we're not going to have foreigners. Now, if you're a naturalized citizen of the United States of America, that's fine. But no, this is a uniquely American club. Why are you shaking your head, Chris? We don't need foreigners in there. We're not dealing with it. What, Chris? You want Shree in there, Chris? Who's allowed in? Only men. American men? I haven't worked up. Some of the criteria is secret, Chris. Can't tell you. You should just know that you're not allowed. You should also know that we will always have rough greens. There will always be rough greens in our secret club because dogs are welcome. Chris is not. Dogs are. All right? And we want our dogs in our secret club to be healthy. Don't you want your dog to be healthy? Well, that doesn't happen magically. Dogs need exercise and nutrition. How do you get healthy? Exercise and nutrition. Your dog's the exact same way. Your dog doesn't get it from dog food. Start sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food so he can actually have vitamins and minerals and all the things that keep him alive. They give you a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. You can email us, and you should. We love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get to this insane commie white woman, before I get to AI, whatever. Look, that's more advanced, Chris. You wouldn't know. I'm going to do some of these emails. Hey, I heard you say the other day, thought you might be interested in adding to your vast repertoire of vocabulary. She said that means words you say. I know what vocabulary means. Snollygoster. A snollygoster is a shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician, who is guided by self-interest. The interweb said it was popularized by Truman, but I don't have time to research whether that's true or not. I'm signing my name to be polite. We both know you're going to take credit for finding this word on your own, so don't bother reading my name. And I will not, of course. Chris, have you ever heard of snollygoster? You know what it means? It's a shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician who is guided by self-interest. I'm telling you, I'm going to work this word in somehow, some way. Not just here, not just with you. In conversation with somebody this week or this weekend, I'm just going to drop it out there like it's not completely casually and see if they have the guts to call me out on it. Most people, they do what I do, and you just nod along pretending like you understand big words. Every now and then you'll get someone, Ob would do this. She'd be like, wait, what does that even mean? You made that up. Ob does that. By the way, speaking of Ob, question, just a random question. Hypothetically speaking, actually, no. You know what? This is reality. You know that Ob, she was a gymnast. Maybe you're a new listener. My wife was a gymnast and like a really freaking good one. She was on the Canadian national team. She went to the University of Arizona, full ride scholarship, and made nationals all the time. Like she was really, really, really good. Okay. She has, I think it's the 50th anniversary of the program or something. There's some kind of gigantic gymnastics reunion coming up next year. All right, next year. It's in Tucson, Arizona, where the University of Arizona is. She has to go out there. I, the boys too, we have to go with her because apparently all these gymnast chicks are bringing their husbands and their kids. And it's exactly what you would expect with a big reunion. You have to go to a gymnastics meet, and she's going to get introduced as an alumni. And there's, of course, a dinner here and a breakfast there. And okay, I got it. She said to me this morning, this was this morning before I left, hey, what kind of University of Arizona stuff do you want to wear to the reunion? I'm buying the boys stuff now, talking about James and Luke, our sons. Thank you, Chris. That's what I said. Well, none. And she said, well, what do you mean none? I said, well, it's not my reunion. It's your reunion. I didn't go to the University of Arizona. Not only that, I don't even like the University of... What, Chris, what? All right, Chris brought up a good point. And it's in fact, it's funny how alike we are. I brought up that same point. Jewish producer Chris said I should wear some Pima Community College attire. That only made her even angrier. She said, you're not going to wear any University of Arizona stuff? I said, it's not like I'm going to dress like a bum. I'll be fine. I didn't go here. I'm just here for you. I don't give a crap about the university. It means nothing to me whatsoever. And then she starts storming off, and she's ranting and raving about how you don't even get it. And I said, I don't understand why you're mad. And she said, you know what? That's the problem. You never understand why I'm mad. I don't understand why I would wear University of Arizona stuff. It would never, what am I going to buy it? I don't want to spend money. I don't want to spend money on, I would never wear it again. What is it, a one-time thing? Don't you start, Chris. You can't accuse me of being cheap. You know what a t-shirt costs now? You're paying $20 for a t-shirt. $20, $25. I'm going to buy a $25. And you know a t-shirt wouldn't be good enough. Well, we have to look nice at dinner. You know she'd, well, you have to have a jacket or something. No, I'm not doing it. What, Chris? Thank you. That's exactly what I said too. It's false advertising. If I'm there wearing the stuff, it's stolen valor is what it is. I look like I'm claiming I attended the university or I'm a fan of the university, and neither of those things are true. I'm not a fan. I wouldn't care if the whole university imploded tomorrow. I didn't attend. I didn't have the grades to attend. They make you take algebra and all kinds of other stuff. I had no desire to attend. I didn't even bother applying because I knew with my checkered past that I may not have gotten through the strict entrance requirements. I think I'm right here. Hey, Jesse, the Snake King Kelly. Try dipping cheese puffs in French onion dip. You know, I bet that's legit. She said, do you prefer puffs or crunchy? Totally depends. If the puff has to be kind of melt in your mouth. It really has to be melt in your mouth. In Ohio, they had a great brand. I can't find it anywhere else. Snyder's. Maybe they've expanded more, but Snyder's does great. Salt and vinegar chips, they do a great cheese puff. So it's got to be like that. Then she says, I'm the girl version of you. I want to be in the secret club. Can girls take some sort of test to get in? Sure, lady. I'll tell you what. Come sit in the same room with us and sit there silently for 10 minutes and see if you can do it. If you can get through that brutal qualification process, then you can join. I mean, not a word. Not a word, not an opinion on anything, nothing. Just sit there silently for 10 minutes. So don't even bother showing up, all right? Don't even bother showing up. You should get your legacy box, though. That's important. Legacy box is one of the few things that will last you forever. How many Christmas gifts from 5 years ago, do you still have, do you still use? Think about what's bonkers here. Legacy Box has a special right now for $9 a tape. They'll digitize that home videotape, that home movie of yours, VHS film reels. Your great-great-great-grandkids will watch it. That's powerful, man. That's leaving a legacy behind, which is, of course, the name. Legacy Box matters. This is a Tennessee company. Send those pictures. Send those home movies to Tennessee. Let them hand digitize it for you. Send it back. A Christmas gift that lasts longer than you, longer than your children. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. A little AI talk. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. If you miss any part of our show, the beginning, the middle, the history part of it, the Rhodesian Bush War, any part of it, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. And do remember, we do get your emails. We love your emails. But we get your emails yelling and screaming when your local affiliate, if they do so, turn the show off. Maybe they don't carry all 3 hours. Maybe a basketball game comes on, something like that. Listen, that's what the podcast is for, in case you missed some of it. Or the iHeartRadio app is free. There's no charge for any of this. You can download the iHeartRadio app. This is what my mom does. You can listen to any affiliate. It's countrywide. If your affiliate cuts it off and you want to hear more live, you can hear the whole thing live every night, all the time. And you never have to stress about it, all right? Just a reminder. Now, AI, we talk about it a lot, artificial intelligence, because there's so much scary stuff about it out there, potentially scary stuff. We don't know. No one knows where it's going to go. You hear Elon Musk saying things like this, and you say, uh-oh.
In the long term, where will things end up? Long term, I don't know what long term is. Maybe it's 10, 20 years, something like that. For me, that's long term. My prediction is that work will be optional.
Optional.
So.
We'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that. If you want to work, in the same way, like you can go to the store and just buy some vegetables, or you could grow vegetables in your backyard. It's much harder to grow vegetables in your backyard, but some people still do it because they like growing vegetables. That will be what work is like, optional. My guess is if you go out long enough, assuming there's a continued improvement in AI and robotics, which this seems likely, the money will stop being relevant at some point in the future.
Okay. Well, that's horrific. And that's the smartest man on the planet. There are all kinds of very, very smart people working on AI. 4 major U.S. AI companies all competing with each other, all advancing. They're talking about AI being able to diagnose cancer, perform surgeries, weld. It's the things they say it might be able to do one day are frightening. Okay, we got that. Let me read you a headline here. McDonald's pulls, quote, creepy AI Christmas ad after viewer backlash. That's from the New York Post. So here's what happened, in case you didn't know. McDonald's, yes, you know, the burgers, fries, Big Macs. McDonald's decided to try something. They wanted a TV commercial. Of course, every major brand does. Well, it's not cheap to produce a TV commercial. You probably are aware of that. You know, even TV commercials, even that 30-second one you see, that's a multi-million dollar budget. Directors, actors, the works, locations, permitting. It's not an overnight process to film a commercial. Most of them anyway. Corporations, they're thinking about AI too. And what are they thinking? Well, what cost savings? If I was going to have to spend $3 million to produce a nice Christmas ad, and I can instead, $50,000 on some AI tech and have AI make a commercial, well, that looks good on the bottom line, right? And of course, AI has advanced so much that it's hard, at least for me, old Jesse, it's hard for me to tell what is AI and what isn't. I've already been fooled before. So McDonald's made the decision, hey, let's have them make a Christmas ad, meaning AI. They made one. They put it out online. It was rejected so savagely by people who watched it, they pulled the ad after 3 days. They didn't just hide their heads about it. The backlash was so severe, people said, what is this crap? Get this out of here. My hope is, I know AI is going to be part of our future. I know. I know it is going to cost some people their jobs. Maybe me. I mean, right? I don't know. I don't know. I understand that. But I feel like human beings will reject it when it goes too far. Not going to say it's not going to do good. Not going to say it's not going to do bad. I know all these things are still to come. I get that. But human beings instinctively know they are made by God to be physically with each other. They're made by God, by the way, to work. You know, you were made to work. You're supposed to work. Even when you retire, right, you may not get paid an actual job, but you still have to do something. My dad retired from working construction. And he worked just as long and just as hard. Just there was no money coming in anymore. He's pounding fence posts. He's digging out creek stuff. You have to work. Otherwise, you die. You have to. Maybe you volunteer at the church or whatever. Human beings have to work. They have to interact with each other. And if something comes along that says, no more need for that. No. Go strap yourself into a chair. No, you don't ever have to talk to another human being again. It will do damage, but eventually human beings will rise up and say no. There's a lot of talk in the creative world, Hollywood especially, Hollywood music, from what I understand, and I may have this headline wrong, so don't quote me on this, but I think the number one Christian or country song in America was some brand was an AI song. AI came up with it. AI sang it. I know it'll do things like that. And the creative world is very worried about that. I think in the end, though, human beings are going to desire things that come from other human beings, as long as they don't come from Sri Indiana Jones.
Hello, this is Congressman Sri Thanidar. Today, I introduced articles to impeach Secretary Pete Hegseth for murder and conspiracy to murder and reckless and unlawful mishandling of classified information.
How do these people get elected in the United States of America? Isn't that so embarrassing? Because let's be frank, he represents his district. These are representatives. They're elected to represent their area in Washington, D.C. That's the ugly part of it. I mean, look, the Jasmine Crockett stuff. We make fun of her. No, I'm not going to play her right now.
People be sexing.
She reflects accurately her district. What a friggin' place to be. All right. So I want you to listen to something. I swear on my life, her name is really Ursula. Ursula von der Leyen. How's Europe doing with all these new imports? What's the plan?
And therefore, we must open more safe pathways, legal pathways to Europe. We must create more bridges between our continents. We must make sure that people can find a job where their talent is needed. Match the skills. Bring skills across our borders. And this is at the heart of our new talent partnership, which offer work routes into Europe. We have just agreed.
Just know that as you look around in horror, as your country has been handed over to foreigners, in Europe they're watching and they're doubling and tripling down. We, you and I, in our lifetime, we are going to watch Europe fall completely. And it's going to be really sad, but it's going to be extremely educational. All right, one more segment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, do remember that the liberal white woman is the most vicious, violent, destructive creature on planet Earth. No other animal comes close.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world in a way that so many of my other colleagues and friends and family members and of the community don't get the privilege to do. And I'm just a female, but just a woman, just a white woman, mm-hmm. if if I was a white man, I would be functioning from a point of an even greater privilege. I think we're missing an opportunity when kids have a moment to reflect about how the color of their skin does and does not allow them to move through the world. Running to them and trying to stifle that and trying to say you shouldn't feel bad, so we don't want to ever expose you to something that is going to make you have to pause and have maybe some internal feelings. It's a missed opportunity for some really good dialogue.
She's in the state legislature in Kentucky, and she wants your white kid to be scolded about how racist and privileged they are in school. Headline: Netflix kids shows are flooded with LGBTQ themes. Not to get too serious at the end of a show, and we're not going to, but they are after your children. And if you are a kid listening to me right now, they are after you. And they do not want to help you. They want to hurt you badly. They are trying to hurt you and break your mind, break your body, break your confidence, and break your very soul, because once you are broken, they will recruit you into their sick demonic religion and use you to hurt other people. That is how these people think. It's why they do what they do. Believe me, you're about to see even more of it with the Rhodesian Bush War stuff. I haven't introduced the commies yet, but the commies get here tomorrow, and soulless, evil, monstrous. Don't ever allow these people to educate your children. Where you can, vote them out of office. And never sit and think that they are just naive. They're just, well, I mean, if I could just talk to her. There's no talking to this woman. This woman is a destroyer. And if she is able to, she will destroy your children. She's trying to destroy your children. In fact, that's just a nice start. If she could, she would destroy your entire country, burn down your house, destroy your business, lock you up, or kill you. I know she just sounds like the standard naive liberal white woman. Don't let these demons put those masks off and let that soften your stance on them. These people are straight up evil.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's
demonic. Demonic. Ontario man charged with assault using a snowblower. You have any idea how much I wanted a snowblower when I was a kid? We didn't have the money. So I have actually never owned a snowblower. We moved to Montana when I was 10 years old. And Montana gets gigantic amounts of snow, especially where I lived in Bozeman. They just get tons of snow. And it's surrounded by mountains. There's snow and snow drifts. And all we had were snow shovels. And my dad would wake me up in the morning. And if it snowed the night before, because you couldn't get out of the driveway, you had to shovel the driveway. He would wake me up 2 hours before school. Put your clothes on, boy. Got to shovel the driveway. Out there shoveling hours before school. What, Chris? Chris said it took 2 hours to clear the driveway. Buddy, you don't live... Well, we lived in 10 houses in 10 years, remember? Because we were buying and flipping them, trying to make money. Some driveways were 500 feet, but more. It's Montana. Everything isn't some cookie-cutter subdivision like so many people are used to. And these aren't nice homes. These weren't like nice homes. We had some driveways that were shorter, of course. Some were even longer. And there's nobody coming to help you. We couldn't afford to pay someone to plow it. We couldn't afford a snowblower. It was you and a snow shovel. And that's it. And you're just shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. Look, that's the kind of stuff that makes a man out of you, right? And it's kind of experience in the end, looking back, you're happy you got through it. But man, I remember we'd be on the way to school and you'd look and you'd see someone with a snowblower. Have you ever seen someone with a snowblower and been filled with jealousy? I have. I used to look out and be, oh, I would give anything. I wonder if he'd let me borrow it.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Canada launches $1.2 billion push to attract talent as the U.S. charges a $100,000 fee for H-1B visas. Canada is falling so incredibly fast. And our Canadian friends, it breaks my heart when I hear from the people I know in Canada. I know we have a bunch of people listening right now. Maybe you're in Canada. I'm sorry. Get here if you can, Canucks. I actually do love you. Man crashes stolen BMW, claims he teleported into it. If I ever get arrested for something stupid, and I hope I don't, I hope in that moment I come up with a really cool excuse. You might as well sell it at that point in time. Activist judges overruled. Trump judges greenlight Hegseth's ban on military dudes in dresses. Just a reminder that the communists put into place judges that tried to tell the Secretary of War that trannies got to remain in the United States military. That's how sick the other side is. Warlord, terror, and taxpayer theft. Somali scheme allegedly bilks millions from MAID Medicaid to fund a foreign army. You cannot mass import foreigners from one of the most wretched, corrupt countries on the planet where everyone steals all the time and get anything but massive fraud and corruption here. Let's start denaturalizing, deporting, and getting foreigners en masse out of the United States of America. We shall return tomorrow. We'll tackle all the news of the day. There's an outside chance we invade Venezuela while we're sleeping and more Rhodesian Bush war. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.